And today we're going to have a look at how Padre Pio successfully fought against the major flu pandemic of his day, the Spanish flu. And of course he used prayer, and he was a miracle worker too, so do stay tuned to find out more about this. Hello friends, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio. And here, through a series of short stories, we investigate the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. And just a reminder that we do have masses said every Friday in which we bring your intentions to this mass for Padre Pio. So if you want to have your intentions included, then just watch the video on the end screen how to do that. And we encourage everyone to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate. It'll be tremendous if you can like our video and share our video with your friends and with your colleagues. Now, Padre Pio faced the Spanish flu epidemic by turning to very fervent and insistent prayer and also offering up all of his sufferings. We're going to have a look at how he did this now. Of course, he also honored the Lord's making of medical science. So he didn't deny medical science at all. He said, use the science where you can for your healing. Now, the pandemic that we've all been going through for the last few years, that is COVID-19, it is far from the very first pandemic that has ever affected our world. So if we look back at history, it can really help us to understand how people grapple with these things and how we can grapple with them, particularly if we look at the examples that are demonstrated by the saints. And so we are going to be having a look at how Padre Pio, Saint Padre Pio, grappled with the pandemic of his day. And this was just over 100 years ago, and the H1N1 influenza, commonly known as the Spanish flu, infected the world. Roughly one-third of the world's population came down with this flu. And the death toll is incredible. It's estimated between 20 million and 50 million. Some estimates going up to 100 million people perished in this flu, the Spanish flu. Now, people of all ages were infected. They succumbed. But especially vulnerable were the young and pregnant women. So Padre Pio, who had just received the stigmata, the wounds of our Lord by this time, he also became infected. So what a contradiction. He's got these incredible signs of our Lord, and he becomes ill. And so were many people close to him. They were also infected, both in his town where he was, San Giovanni Rotondo, and his hometown, Petrolcina. Fellow friars even were infected. Spiritual sons and daughters were infected. Even his own family members became infected with the Spanish flu. Now, there's a new book that has come out, The Pandemic of Padre Pio, The Disciple of Our Lady of Sorrows. And this is by Stefano Campanella. And he was able now to research this whole period. He was the director of Teleradio Padre Pio in San Giovanni Rotondo. Because of this, he had access to the numerous correspondences between Padre Pio and other people. And so he's able from this to reconstruct this little known period of Padre Pio's early life. And particularly, he focuses in on how he dealt with the flu. What becomes apparent in this book is that Padre Pio did not experience the Spanish flu as some random, meaningless scourge or something that should lead to despair. He interpreted it in line with his whole spirituality. He faced the flu, the epidemic, with holy resignation and abandonment that this was somehow the will of God. He accepted it. It's the will of God. And Padre Pio confronted the Spanish flu in the same way that he confronted, that he faced all of his sufferings, including the sufferings from the stigmata and his myriad of health problems that were always plaguing him. He just took it in line with that. And he united these sufferings to the sufferings and the passion of our Lord on the cross. In this way, he was able to offer up his sufferings And thus he was able to intercede as well for the salvation of sinners and also for the healing of the sick. And this, in fact, was Padre Pio's major ministry. Now, in San Giovanni Rotondo, there were three sisters. They were all spiritual daughters of Padre Pio. And they all became ill with this virus. And one of them, whose name was Victorina Ventrella, she was affected worse than the others. It was so bad, they were worried, and they sent a letter, a message to Padre Pio asking him for his assistance. And he wrote back and reassured them in this letter, "If you have faith, none of you will perish." And indeed, they all recovered. Victorina later said that she believed that Padre Pio had offered up his sufferings for her healing. It was the impression she had. There was another family that frequented the convent who also became seriously ill. And Nicola and Maria Campanile, and they had 8 children. And only Nicola and one daughter, Maria Anina, remained uninfected. All the rest, the Spanish flu pandemic went right through their family. And Padre Pio wrote to her, "Do not fear," he said to Maria. "Keep yourselves under the protection of the Virgin Mary." So Our Lady can be strong even in protecting us from illness. And he continued, "Do not commit sins. The disease will have no reason for harming you." So once again, we come back to this idea of a chastisement. But if you do not sin, then you're not going to be chastised with this disease. Is he saying that to them? And in fact, none of his spiritual daughters died from the influenza. Nina later recounted that during this period, Padre Pio had suffered tremendously. And so she added 2 and 2, and she deduced that he was taking on these sufferings in order to save souls and also the bodies of people from the Spanish flu pandemic. So there was another person who benefited from Padre Pio's prayers and immolation. He offered up his sufferings, and this was Assunta di Tommaso. And now she also fell very ill towards the end of 1918. And she remained in the guest house of the friary, so she was certainly the benefactor of divine grace. And Padre Pio assured her that you were counted for dead, and there was no doubt that what you endured should have led to the loss of your life. "However, I congratulate the Lord," Padre Pio says, and even medical science was forced to marvel at all that happened to you. And this is a sign of the magnificence of the Lord. So Padre Pio attributes a miracle to her healing. And there was another of Padre Pio's spiritual daughters who became seriously ill. Her name was Rosalia Gisolfo. She was only 20 years old. And as she said, after she was visited by Padre Pio in bilocation, she was now healed. Another healing took place there. And then Padre Pio's superior, Father Augustino, he was a spiritual director of Padre Pio, and he became seriously ill as well. And in a particularly difficult bout, he cried out, and Padre Pio heard him, and immediately he said his pain disappeared. And so Father Augustino attributed this getting well, that critical moment, his complete recovery, he attributes to the prayers of Padre Pio. And Padre Pio later wrote to him, "Infinite thanks be to our God. Oh, how I have been concerned for your health. Oh, how I implored him to lift you up in your sufferings. And I was comforted by the mere thought of the divine assurance. So he had some assurance from God that you would come out of the trial safely. So we can see Padre Pio, through all of this, he offered everything, his sufferings up to God, and he prayed and he interceded for all of those who had been given to him, his spiritual children and others around. Next time on this channel, we're going to have a look at what Padre Pio's advice was if we're going through dark times. So what did he counsel people in difficult situations? Do join us for that talk. And if you are new to our channel, then do make sure that you have subscribed to this channel and click that. There's a reminder bell. Once you subscribe, there's a little reminder bell, and then you'll receive notifications of future videos as we make them.